This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden placed a sanction on Russia for invading Ukraine, critics are saying this is a weak response. It targets a couple of Russian banks and prevents them from using Western banks to conduct business. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this did not deter Russia, and we can expect more Russian aggression.
Every indication is that Russia continues to plan for a full-scale attack on Ukraine.
It should be noted the House and the Senate are on recess, and like you and me are watching and waiting for the next steps taken by Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Biden. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved hundreds of unarmed National Guard troops be deployed in Washington, D.C. ahead of a truck convoy protest. Their message is stop medical tyranny. It's expected to coincide with Biden's first State of the Union address. That is March 1st. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
As the Center for Disease Control is meeting today to perhaps discuss more on the mask and vaccine mandates, it's been revealed the CDC has been hiding science from the American people for over a year.
The New York Times is reporting that the CDC has kept massive amounts of COVID-19 data under wraps for more than a year. The paper reported the CDC held back figures because it doesn't trust the public to interpret the information correctly. The agency's seemingly selective disclosure includes a breakdown of COVID-19 hospitalizations by age, race, and vaccination status. The CDC also chose not to report on the efficacy of booster shots in 18 to 49-year-olds, even though it collected the information. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The President and Vice President have nothing planned on their schedule for Wednesday. There will be a press briefing by Press Secretary Jen Psaki at 2:30 p.m. Eastern from the White House lectern. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
In 2014, sanctions against Russia did not prevent them from overtaking Crimea under the watchful eye of Vice President Biden. Fast forward to 2022, President Biden continues to believe a sanction against a couple of Kremlin banks will deter Russia from invading Europe's second largest country. Former Hawaii Congresswoman and presidential candidate Democrat Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News gives her point of view.
So when Biden stands there and looks directly into the camera and says, you know, defending freedom will cost us, what he really should be saying is looking directly into the American people's eyes and saying, this will cost you. Because these sanctions are not going to cost him or Kamala Harris or the power elite in this country, even the power elite in Russia. It is the people who will suffer, the American people, the Russian people, drastically increasing prices at the gas pump, facing increasing costs at the supermarket, impacting our supply chain. The hardships that people are dealing with every day now with Biden's sanctions plan, we're only going to see that continuing to get worse. And it doesn't end there. This is the problem is, you think Russia's not going to respond? You think Putin's not going to respond? He will respond. And it's likely he'll retaliate using cyber attacks on our financial systems, our communication systems, on our basic infrastructure. Biden will then be forced to respond. Putin will then be forced to respond. So we end up in this endless tit for tat that leads us where? To this looming threat and likelihood of this thing going nuclear.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it starts with the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this whole idea of Russian disinformation, it's galling because, you know, we're seeing the truth with our own eyes. And the progressives are saying, well, what do you want to believe? Your lying eyes are, you know, or what we're telling you, you know, this narrative that we're putting out. You might remember a couple of years ago during the Democrat primary campaign, it was Joe Biden, candidate for the president, said Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. If you're wondering why, it's because I'm the only person in the field who's ever gone toe-to-toe with him. Well, that is Russian disinformation from the lips of an American presidential candidate, because we know there's enough history, if you can go back and not think that that hard about it, and remember what Joe Biden and Barack Obama, how they mishandled Russia, and what peril we were with Russia. And then there was Donald Trump for 4 years. By contrast, clearly what happened and how Russia was being controlled. But Democrats couldn't handle that. So then we had to go in this big Russian disinformation campaign at the expense of the American people, somewhere between $50-70 million. But hey, we're just talking about some loose change here out of our treasury at the people's expense to look and see if there was Russian collusion. And that's what got Donald Trump elected president. You remember that whole nightmare? And of course, now the truth is out and it's coming out more and more on a daily basis. And the very thing that we reported back all those years ago is what we're realizing. But we have to wait for due process. And here to remind us of that fact is one who has all the experience. He's been there, done that, bought the T-shirt himself. Bob Barr is with us. He's the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney. Bob, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good morning. Great to be with you and your listeners, Bill.
Well, Bob, what a nightmare that we're in. But the American people are seeing this very clearly. And not only the American people, but the world is seeing how inept the leadership of our country is, not only on behalf of the American people, but on behalf of the world.
The United States used to be seen unequivocally as the leader of the free world and the backbone of standing up for freedom everywhere in the world against tyranny, such as that practiced for decades by China and Russia. And now the United States has not only lost that luster, but people see our leadership, particularly our president, but our Congress also, as being what the Chinese used to call, and probably still do, a paper tiger.
Exactly. Well, the fact of the matter is they don't believe in America first. This is why Donald Trump was such an anathema to them. And to your point, Bob, this is bipartisan. It's on both sides of the aisles. Elite Capture, which Peter Schweitzer has written about, also Miranda Devine in her book Laptop from Hell, talks about how the greed and the self-interest of politicians and power elite have responded to the Chinese and they've sold their souls. And the fact of the matter is, like Justin Trudeau that we're finding out, they love the Chinese form of government. They hate the democracy of America. That is coming out loud and clear over and over again. And here we are, the rest of the constituencies thinking, oh, okay, it's still about the consent of the governed. Well, we might be, getting a little delusional here and thinking that was then, that is not now.
Some things don't change over the course of human history, and our founding fathers understood that. They understood history, they understood human nature, they understood the nature of government, and they knew exactly what they were talking about, for example, when they said, as I think Thomas Jefferson got it most succinctly, freedom requires, and our former government requires, an informed, educated citizenry. And we no longer have that in large measure. So when our government or another government does something that is contrary to the freedom and the principles of freedom embodied in our Constitution, people don't even recognize it for what it is because they don't understand our history. They're not being taught it. They don't understand civics. They're not being taught it. And what they hear from left-wing teachers in public school is, hate America. America has always been an irredeemably evil nation, and we have to change and become more like these other countries, such as those in Europe, and even, as you said, the Chinese.
Exactly. Well, Bob, when you and I were growing up, I mean, we were concerned about communist propaganda, right? I mean, you know, from Russia. And here it is, fast forward to the modern era, the 21st century. It is still communist propaganda, but it's coming from China. And what they've been able to do is been able to dig their tentacles into every institution of America, whether it's universities with the Confucius Institute. They've bought corporate America. They've gotten into the inside. They have been able to facilitate the transfer of wealth from everyday Americans to the communist Chinese. They've taken over all these industries, and they see right now as the golden apple for them is technocracy. They are the leaders in technocracy. They have joined up with our own technocrats, the oligarchs of Silicon Valley, and they have helped them along to create a massive controlling software program that, maybe by Canada's standards is the envy of the world, but by free Americans, I mean, it is quite scary.
Another thing that you sort of touched on, Bill, that's very important here is the fact that U.S. corporations used to understand and be led by CEOs and boards of directors who understood and supported free market principles. They understood capitalism. But we now have more and more a woke generation of corporate leaders who have grown up with this left-wing education system and who do not understand, well, actually, they may understand it, but they choose not to support and defend those very principles of free market economics that got them where they are. And they are, in fact, within the fold of the Chinese philosophy. And the Chinese are laughing at us because what they have done in infiltrating our businesses, our schools, our government, has been with our contrivance. We have allowed them to do it. They didn't have to come in here with force. We allowed them in, and we continue to allow these Chinese infiltrators into our schools and into our research facilities.
Bob, as a member of Congress, you saw this developing. I mean, this isn't just happened over the last couple of years. This was a gradual process that has occurred. What were your thoughts when you were in Congress and you started to see it raising its ugly head?
I worried because sometimes when we try, a number of us tried to bring attention to it, we were shut down because many Republicans, just like Democrats, are dependent on money coming in indirectly from China.
Well, I've said repeatedly, it's unfortunate that the model and the paradigm is so established for elected officials that it's not about serving the people, it's about getting reelected, isn't it? And if that's the goal,
is.
If that's the goal, everything's out the door. I mean, you know, serving the people and the interests of the American way of life and our constitutional freedoms, that doesn't matter any longer. It's about, I need the money to get reelected. And if I can support a Chinese communist interest and they're coming in with a bucket full of money, hey, you're welcome. That's the way it works, sadly. We've got more from Bob Barr. Stay with us.
Bill, but you're absolutely
the final
correct.
Phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Well, Bob Barr, in a recent column, reminded us of what Founding Father James Madison had to say. He said he had it right when he wrote in Federalist 57 that placing the powers of all three branches of government in the hands of one entity, whether a prime minister, a governor, or a president, is the very definition of tyranny. And, Bob, this is what we're seeing on display, whether we go, you know, look at Canada, you know, of course, the communist Chinese And what's happening in Russia speaks for itself. I mean, we listened to what Vladimir Putin had to say, and now this invasion is an act of peace. You know, he's there to keep the peace there in Ukraine. If you can,
you kind of got to give the guy credit for coming up with a very clever justification for invading a foreign country. You say, okay, we're going to recognize these two regions of this foreign country, of this other country, sovereign state, and then we're going to come in and help protect them against the sovereign state objecting to their being overtaken by us. And we're simply there to protect them from, in this case, the Ukrainians. I mean, it's a clever strategy, but when all of the rhetoric is blown away, it's simply an invasion of a sovereign nation. That's what it is. And clearly, you know, the Ukrainians are the ones that are going to pay the price for it. There's not very much attention being given to the blood of Ukrainians that will be shed in this, but they're going to pay a heavy price for this.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Bob, what concerns me, it's Ukraine today. Who's next?
What Putin, and if you go back, I'm sure you have, and others have gone back and read about him, how he came up through the KGB and his work with the old Soviet Union. He very clearly is playing on the sentiment that many, many citizens in Russia have for now reinvigorating the old Soviet Union. These old USSR states that broke away after the Soviet Union formally disintegrated 30 years ago, they really do belong to Russia, and the Russians made a mistake in giving them up, according to Putin. So he is simply writing the wheel of the ship of history. He's getting things back to where they were and should be, and that means taking back all of the, or many of the former USSR states.
Exactly. Bob, do you find it interesting, you know, during the Trump years in the White House, the mainstream media was so up in arms and accused Trump of being nationalistic. Now you have Putin, who is overtly nationalistic with these moves and what he had to say with everybody, and there's crickets. They're not saying anything. What happened?
It really is. It's a shame that the mainstream media has become so much a part of the leftist political culture. It really is, and it points out why it's so important that you and other folks in the media who understand this and speak out against it remain active.
Mm-hmm. Bob, as the former Clinton impeachment manager, we got the Durham report a couple of weeks ago, and people got really excited, and I know some of my colleagues in talk radio wanted to get over their skis a little bit further. Due process still needs to happen. Give us a balanced understanding of what your read of the Durham report, the update on the current Durham report, is about, and how we should, not lose our minds and get too far ahead of what he's presenting to us.
Back when I served as a U.S. attorney here in Atlanta under Presidents Reagan and Bush 1, we had a number of very complex white-collar crime cases where you don't have somebody who on whom there is evidence that they committed a robbery or a murder or dealt in drugs. These cases are very complicated to put together because you have to establish through indirect and circumstantial evidence what the intent was for certain decisions that were made that were fraudulent, that were deceptive. And the lawyer Sussman, for example, who was working for the Clinton campaign back in 2016, when he went to the FBI and tried to and did get them to open an investigation based on fraudulent information, and part of that fraud was not telling the FBI that he was working both directly and indirectly for the Clinton campaign, which would have certainly cast doubt on the credibility of his information. That was a lie. That was a material misrepresentation. And the fact that Durham was finally able to get the evidence sufficient to force Sussman to be charged formally, and now he's going back and unraveling those threads. It takes time, and people have to be patient. But the filing that he made last week, I think it was an indirect way of telling the American people, hey, this probe is still going on. This probe is important. We are getting there. Just be patient. I think there's a real case that he's going to put together against hopefully Hillary Clinton.
Well, the American people are standing by on pins and needles because the way it's laid out right now, just with what's presented, Bob, it's almost like they want us to believe the FBI is incompetent. I mean, the FBI is instinctual. I mean, they are wired for this kind of deception and discrepancy. They can see a lie from miles away. I mean, they're law enforcement people have this knack. And for them, you know, not to see this and what we're getting in some of these emails that points out that they willfully went along with it because they didn't want Donald Trump to be president either.
This illustrates to me very clearly that much of the FBI leadership with which we are dealing today is very different from the FBI leadership that I dealt with and the FBI agents that I dealt with back in the late 80s and early 90s when I was U.S. attorney. This never would have happened back in those days. We had disagreements with the FBI, but there was never an indication that they were politicized at the highest levels. And that's what we're seeing today, unfortunately.
What happened? I mean, in the 70s, there was a little bit of a cleanup here. And we cleaned some things up with the FBI and the CIA. But something happened. What caused them to go rogue here, Bob?
I think it's simply what's happened to our society generally over the last generation, Bill. Everything has become politicized and very personally politicized. It's happened on both sides, but the left has really done a tremendous disservice to the American people by politicizing virtually every institution of public policy from our schools to the highest echelons of government. And unfortunately, the FBI allowed itself to fall into this trap, particularly under Comey, who I think should have been prosecuted, but unfortunately wasn't for his deception.
Well, speaking of which, Bob, what I've been concerned about, and we've been talking about it here on the show, is that if, in fact, there is a shellacking that takes place in the midterms, you've got Leader McCarthy talking about, man, we're just going to bring in all these committee hearings and, you know, invest all this political capital and the people's money to, you know, hold these people into account. Like, what do they expect? Do you think Nancy Pelosi is going to come in and admit that she dropped the ball purposely on January 6th and chose not to do her job so that she could, push this issue of an insurrection and disqualify, you know, Trump and any other conservative that, you know, could have mildly participated or even just, you know, suggested that maybe there was another point of view to consider about January 6th, so now they would be disqualified based on the 14th Amendment?
Oversight is one of the three primary functions of Congress, the other two being appropriating money and legislating. In order to conduct oversight, you have to be tough and you have to be consistent. You can't have a hearing on something and then go on to something else. You have to follow up, and that has been the great shortcoming of congressional oversight by both Democrats and Republicans. So it's one thing to talk about holding hearings. It's another thing to hold a hearing, but you have to have follow-up.
Yes.
If they do that, they can't actually get somewhere. But the track record of both parties in that regard is not good.
I'm almost thinking a special prosecutor might be the way to go, as opposed to all this pomp and circumstance and senators and congressmen showing off. Bob Barr, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden placed a sanction on Russia for invading Ukraine, critics are saying this is a weak response. It targets a couple of Russian banks and prevents them from using Western banks to conduct business. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this did not deter Russia, and we can expect more Russian aggression.
Every indication is that Russia continues to plan for a full-scale attack on Ukraine.
It should be noted the House and the Senate are on recess, and like you and me are watching and waiting for the next steps taken by Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Biden. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved hundreds of unarmed National Guard troops be deployed in Washington, D.C. ahead of a truck convoy protest. Their message is stop medical tyranny. It's expected to coincide with Biden's first State of the Union address. That is March 1st. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, the American Heart Association's 2022 Heart and Stroke Statistical Update has just been released, and it highlights the need for greater awareness for women and new moms. AHA's medical expert, Dr. Monique Jimenez, is here to talk about the findings from the American Heart Association's Heart and Stroke Statistical Update 2022. Dr. Jimenez, welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, no surprise here, I guess, in some regards, but this report found that cardiovascular disease remains the number one killer of women and is the leading cause of maternal mortality, taking the lives of one in three women each year. That's a harsh statistic, isn't it?
Absolutely. It also showed that over 44% of women who are 20 years of age or older are living with some form of cardiovascular disease. And to your point earlier, the update builds upon the previous report by including an important section on adverse pregnancy outcomes. We can think of pregnancy as nature's stress test, and in the U.S., growing rates of pregnancy-related illness and death are predominantly driven by cardiovascular disease, and that includes hypertensive disorders of pregnancy and gestational diabetes.
Were you surprised to see that half of U.S. women entering pregnancy have good heart health? and those rates are falling according to this research?
We do know that there are improvements, definitely, but we still have a lot of work to do ahead of us.
Now, you note that there are unique factors that contribute to increased cardiovascular risk in women, you know, like pregnancy, physical and emotional stress, right?
Absolutely. And the reality is that cardiovascular disease can affect a woman at any age and at any stage of her life. And as you mentioned, it can also impact some women at higher rates than others and in different ways. So maternal mortality in the United States has increased by 140% in the past 30 years, and cardiovascular disease is the leading cause. We also know that Black women have the highest rates of maternal mortality and the highest rates of high blood pressure disorders during pregnancy. There's various factors that feed into this, but one of which is we need to increase awareness of cardiovascular disease among women so that they understand who gets cardiovascular disease and when it can happen. And we also need greater representation of women in cardiovascular research because there's still a lot that we don't know. Mm-hmm. One thing that we do know, though, is that women are not miniature versions of men. Their biology is unique, and so that's why investment's important.
Yeah. Hallelujah for that. I just want to say that anyway. Dr. Jimenez, sleep patterns play a role, right?
Sure. Sleep can be a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, as well as you mentioned before, adverse pregnancy outcomes, high levels of stress can increase also other cardiovascular risk factors like hypertension. We know, for example, with respect to sleep, that when people don't sleep well, there could be impacts on their diet. And so it's every aspect of our lived experience is going to impact our health.
What other numerous physiological aspects should we be aware of?
Well, it's really important for us to encourage women to know their numbers. So we want women to engage in understanding their family history of cardiovascular disease and also knowing their own personal health numbers. For example, their blood pressure, their blood glucose levels, their body mass index, and also their total cholesterol. And we want to encourage women to make health a priority. And this can be really challenging. But the American Heart Association is supporting women through their Reclaim Your Rhythm campaign. And that essentially just asks women to make one small change by bringing back a healthy habit that might have been lost over the past couple of years, like maybe increased physical activity or getting more sleep improved diet or learning how to engage in CPR if necessary. And last, as a society, all of us can work to increase the representation of women in cardiovascular research.
I'll tell you, Dr. Jimenez, that is really cool. The way you said that is that, you know, let's just go back. I mean, because this is one thing we've been talking about the shows about returning to first principles, you know, is that let's go back and think about what good part of our life did, you know, got lost and maybe fell through the cracks that we need to reengage. And you're not saying, hey, let's change our whole lifestyle here, but let's just re-embrace something that was effective in the past that we should reengage right now. I think that that's very doable, don't you?
Absolutely. It's important for us to know that it doesn't have to be extravagant and huge. It just needs to be consistent. So even small changes that are consistently engaged in can have a really important impact on our health.
Well, we're talking with the American Heart Association's medical expert, Dr. Monique Jimenez, and she's sharing this newly released heart and stroke statistical update for this year, 2022. And she has also some tips to share with us regarding, you know, knowing our personal risk and steps to prevent cardiovascular disease. You touched a little bit on that, Dr. Jimenez, in terms of understanding our history. And if they haven't reviewed their history, their family history, now's a good time to do that, right?
Absolutely. It's also a great way to connect intergenerationally with our families to understand what their health trajectory has been so that we can share that information with our healthcare providers and have informed conversations.
What do we know now in terms of why cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer of women, including new moms?
Yeah, so there's There have certainly been improvements over time, and cardiovascular disease encompasses several different types of disorders that each have their own unique profiles over time. But we do also know that awareness of cardiovascular disease as the number one killer for women in the U.S. has actually declined over the past 10 years. And about 20 years ago, the Go Red for Women campaign was launched because too few women knew that cardiovascular disease was their greatest health threat. So that's why engagement and education and these campaigns are so important, so that women can really understand that there are unique life stages to being a woman that includes pregnancy and menopause that can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease later on.
And like anything, I mean, look at pregnancy is going to take some energy. And if you're, you know, if you're going to go and run a race, for example, you're going to do some training. You're going to get in shape. You're going to be prepared to finish the race, right, and to compete. Well, in a sense, getting pregnant, maybe we've just been very casual about it and thinking, and I say this on both sides, you know, men and women just think, oh, well, it's just, you know, just getting pregnant. Having, but this takes a toll on the mother's body, does it not?
Absolutely. We can think about pregnancy as sort of this natural stress test, and it gives us a window into the future cardiovascular risk of a woman because her body is so taxed by the, you know, the process of pregnancy, and that gives us an idea of how a woman's cardiovascular profile may change later in life.
Well, Dr. Jimenez, you mentioned this earlier, and I want to reinforce this, and that is the fact that we need more women involved in cardiovascular clinical trial participation, because right now you've got less than 40% are women that are participating, and there are, you know, great benefits of investing in women's heart health research, right?
Absolutely. So there is a vast underrepresentation of women, and in particular women of color, in cardiovascular research, and in particular for those clinical trials. And because of those differences in women and men's biology, that's why it's really important that we need to have that representation. We need to have research that is focused on women and also research that's driven by women.
Exactly. Last two questions here as we got to wrap up. We got less than a minute remaining here, Dr. Jimenez. How can women take action for better heart health today, and where can they go for more information?
So for more information, please go to Go Red for Women, and two, understand your own personal health history, engage in small but consistent healthy heart habits. What's good for the heart is good for the whole body, and encourage for yourself and others to invest in cardiovascular research. Thank you.
Dr. Jimenez, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for all this great information. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
She's the American Heart Association medical expert, Dr. Monique Jimenez.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
I will say, opinions are the start of the conversation, but what we hope to arrive at is the truth, right? And therein lies the challenge when we're involved in a culture that wants to cancel you and stifle conversation. Because it really, you know, sadly what it does is it dumbs us down and it reduces our intellect and it violates the very founding principles of what our democracy is based on, an intellectual reasoning together to where we can come to solutions that are much more intellectual than one-sided. And this is what we're finding, and this is our challenge that we live with today. Chuck Holton is with us right now. He's reporting live from Ukraine. He is the war correspondent who has been with us previously, and we appreciate, the update on what's going on in Ukraine. Chuck, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well,
so give us an update. What's happening right now from your purview?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of activity down in the southeast between those two breakaway regions of Donetsk and Luhansk that you've heard so much about in the news.
Now, when they say breakaway, Chuck, I'm sorry. Let's make sure. I want to make sure, you know, because a lot of this stuff ends up being Russian disinformation. According to the Russians, it's breakaway. But on the ground, is that a valid term, or this is just what Putin has declared it to be?
No, Putin has declared them to be sovereign states, but the Ukrainians refer to them as breakaway provinces.
They are. So, they are. Okay. All right.
Now the real confusing thing about Donetsk and Luhansk is that those two terms refer to three different sets of areas, three different sets of ground each. So what I mean is there are two towns called Donetsk and Luhansk that are inside that area. Then there is the area that we're calling breakaway areas, you know, the they call it the temporary occupied zone here in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an area around those two cities that they also call Donetsk and Luhansk. Now, Donetsk and Luhansk also refers to the larger provinces in Ukraine that hold those areas. And those areas only make up about a third of each of those provinces. So that's why it gets pretty confusing to find, because people are asking, did Russia invade Ukraine? Well, yes, from the Ukrainians' point of view, yes, all of the above
mm-hmm.
belong to Ukraine.
Right.
However, they have the troops have so far thus only moved into the previously occupied areas up to the red line of contact between those temporary occupied zones and Ukraine and the rest of Ukraine. Now, what they're saying is that Putin may be about to push out and take the rest of the provinces that bear their names of Donetsk and Luhansk, which would significantly increase his holdings there by about, 200%
mm-hmm.
or more.
Well, in those other areas that he's talking about picking up, that's where you get grain, you get some other agricultural resources that suddenly really adds to the profile and the portfolio of Russia beyond oil and energy, right?
Without a doubt, Ukraine is known as the breadbasket of Europe, and
mm-hmm.
it provides a tremendous amount of grain, something like 60%, I've read.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. For Europe. Now, if he took those two provinces, they're called oblasts here in Ukraine, they would have, I would say, probably about a fifth of the entire country. Now, all of the country is full of that black loam soil that grows wheat,
mm-hmm.
but that is some of the best over there on that side, and I'm sure that's one reason that he would want it. But the biggest reason is because I've been trying to explain it like this. He's the jealous ex-boyfriend who still loves his girlfriend who doesn't want him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he's outside her house banging on the door because he thinks she might be in there with somebody else. And she's called 911. In this case, that would be NATO.
Mm-hmm.
And is not really getting much of a response from 911 except,
right.
So that's where Ukraine finds itself right now, in the clutches of this jealous ex-boyfriend who, keeps saying, no, she's free to date anybody she wants, but she can't date anybody but me.
That's right.
And he wants desperately to keep Ukraine from moving toward the West politically because he sees that as an existential threat to Europe, because he's an old Soviet guy. The whole point behind those Soviet satellite states was to create a buffer between Russia and the West, and he really feels that deeply when Ukraine starts talking about joining NATO. Now, his actions in the last couple of months have done nothing but push Ukraine closer to joining NATO than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy, and he's kind of talking himself into a war at this point because of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you can't help but feel for the Ukrainians who decided to give up their nukes years ago in order to appease Russia, and how's that working for them now? Because if they had the nukes, this would be a non-issue. This would not be happening, right?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. I've been down to the old nuke silos here in Ukraine, and they're all still intact except there's no nukes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, all those nukes were put there by Russia, during the Soviet Union time.
Mm-hmm.
But Ukraine had a whole bunch of them, and they got rid of them with the guarantees of security from the West, which now we're sort of hemming and hawing on. And think about the alternative. That would be putting U.S. troops into Ukraine. That probably wouldn't be a really good idea. That would definitely lead to a conflict that could go nuclear very easily.
Exactly.
It's about as close as we've come to something like the Cuban Missile Crisis since then, you know, since the 1960s.
Well, so what do you think the realistic outcome is here, Chuck, after everything is all said and done? I mean, you're watching it on the ground. I mean, you know, the leadership of Ukraine has got to be freaking out, wondering, okay, what's going on? Maybe we should have made a move to NATO a long time ago, maybe when we gave up the nukes, but that's then, here's now. And they're kind of left buck naked, you know, without, you know, a whole lot of help. I mean, Germany says, hey, here's some helmets. The United States, we send them some, you know, we send them more information,
ammunition
and that, certainly more than what Biden and Obama sent, because they sent bupkis, you know, when they were in trouble back in 2014, as you mentioned. But, you know, here we go. I mean, what did we think was going to happen? And now, you know, this aggressive ploy by Putin leads you to believe that, you know, there's more to this story than just Ukraine.
Yeah, without a doubt. Ukraine understands that this whole conflict is not really between Russia and Ukraine. It's between Russia and the West. And Ukraine is the convenient political football in this contest, and they don't like getting kicked around. They're certainly not happy about that in any way. They know that there's no way that they will be able to stand up to Russia unless they get significantly more help from the West, in whatever form that takes. And however, the people in Kyiv, really, actually across the country that we've talked to, keep saying, you don't understand, this is not 2014. We have significantly improved our military. We may not be able to beat Russia, but we will hurt them. And,
right.
And there will be.
I mean, are you talking about a situation like let's do Afghanistan Chapter 2 out of Ukraine style?
I think you very easily could see that in the next couple of days, especially even worse, because Kyiv is a city of 3.5 million people. And very few have left. I went to the train station today, and it was empty. People are just not leaving. And I've heard a few people say they're making plans to get their relatives or their children further west in case something happens. But I think most people believe that there's one of three things that Putin could do now. He could be happy with what he's done so far, moving troops into Donetsk and Luhansk temporary occupied zones, and leaving them there. They've always been there, but now they're there overtly. The second thing he could do would be to push out and take the rest of those provinces. And I think that's the most likely scenario. And the third thing is they believe that he could do a general invasion and try to take the whole country, or at least topple the government and put in a puppet government. It's definitely on people's minds, but most people don't believe he would do that because of the crushing sanctions that would be levied against him if he did. They really think that, I was told by several people, that what happens next will be an actual measure of Putin's respect or lack thereof for Joe Biden, whether he thinks Joe Biden is weak enough that he can get away with it, then he'll do it. If he doesn't think Joe Biden's weak enough to get away with it, then he'll stop where he is. But
Chuck, in your estimation, is this in this recent round, this recent tranche of sanctions, is it passing the so what test?
No, I don't think it has deterred in any way, shape, or form. I don't think Putin cares. Putin, if you just look at the rise in the price of gold because of this conflict, Putin, in 2014, had over $200 billion in U.S. currency. Now he's converted all of that to gold, and the gold has gone up so much he's made, an extra $12 billion or something.
Of course, and he's doing good with the cost of oil as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Chuck, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the update, buddy. Take care. Be safe.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a